Greetings and welcome to The End, last week, this week, and next week, the podcast companion to The End, the weekly newsletter that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I am your host and the curator of The End, Ivo Terra. Let's get into it, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 41st, highlighted six shows in the season finales and finished series section, and three of them wrapped within the last week. Eternal Strife, a dramatized comedy from Bruce Wendwood, posted the final episode of the series on June 11th. You can listen to all 22 episodes of the four seasons in about 11 hours. Listen to the end of this episode to hear the trailer. Riordan's Desk, a narrated mystery from Mark Coggins, posted the final episode of the fifth season, which is his novel, The Immortal Game, on my birthday, June 10th. It'll take you about 7.5 hours to listen to the 30 episodes of this season, or just over 45 hours to listen to all five seasons. Of note, Riordan's Desk is included in the top 30 crime fiction podcasts. I'll have a link to that in the episode details, and his next season starts this week. A sample of the first episode is included at the end of this episode. Expectant, a dramatized fiction podcast from Pippa Johnstone, wrapped all six episodes on June 8th. This one's a quick listen, just over an hour and a half to listen to the complete story. And shockingly, the trailer for Expectant will play at the end of this episode.
This week.
With every issue, I make two recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. Up first is Unkillable, a narrated horror thriller from Patrick E. McLean. This one's a blast from my past, as it was first published as a podcast on Podiobooks.com, a service I ran from 2005 to 2015. Patrick is one of my favorite storytellers, and Unkillable is no exception. Here's a snippet from the first part of the first episode, recorded all the way back in 2010.
You know those stories you always hear about other people? The people who are in the right place at the right time? That toothless goob who wins the lottery? That fat lady with the puffy arms that your mom knew from work who went to Vegas and actually won on that slot machine with a really big handle? Yeah, this isn't one of those stories. This is more of a wrong place, right time kind of story. And what does it matter what happened before the story starts? What do you care? It's not like it was a good story, because if it was, I would be telling you about that part. I was a drone, a goon, a stooge. I was a guy who had to wear a tie and a short-sleeved shirt to work. My performance was judged based on criteria and guidelines that lived in a three-ring binder. I was tested on the materials in said binder. My knowledge of Byzantine procedures and guidelines was more important to my host company than my actual performance. And I say host company because as a result of having a meaningless mission statement droned into my head, or just out of spite, you can take your pick, I was nothing more than a parasite. That is, until a consultant, one of the other lampreys clamped onto the money-rich underbelly of a slowly dying electronics retailer, realized that he could secure his position by firing useless stooges like me. It was not in keeping with core value number 3, teamwork. But as much as the corporate handbook would like you to believe otherwise, it's a savage world out there. Dog eat, cat eat, all God's creatures gotta eat. And when a creature gets hungry enough, they don't much care what they're gnawing on. Forget this rule at your peril, I would say smugly at carefully regimented smoke breaks of my carefully regimented life. After I got fired, I decided to tie one on. I headed off into the night with a pocket full of severance check and a self-loathing I needed to drink into oblivion. How could I have been so stupid to stay at that useless, dead-end job so long? I thought there was no way my life could possibly get worse, that there was nowhere to go but up. I know now that I was wrong. Even if you're lying dead in a field and your corpse is bloating in the sun, you've still got 6 feet lower to sink. But what did I know? I was a miserable, self-absorbed prick, and I never should have trusted that rat.
You can and should listen to Patrick narrate all 19 episodes of Unkillable. It'll take you about 4 hours to listen.
Thank you.
My next recommendation is Video Palace, a dramatized horror show from Shudder. Yes, that Shudder. I love creepy, you probably shouldn't do that content on its own, but layer in Shudder's incredible commitment to sound quality, and this is a huge hit. Here's a sample from early in the first episode.
This all began when my girlfriend Tamara said I was talking in my sleep. It was a recent thing, and I was keeping her awake every night. Wasn't sure if I believed her, so I downloaded an app that tracks your snoring. It records whenever you make any noise during the night, and it backs it up to the cloud and your computer if you want. I thought I'd show her she was just dreaming, but the app picked up something. As far as I know, I'd never talked in my sleep before. I looked up somniloquy, it's the fancy name for sleep talking, and there's not a lot of information. I don't really know what causes it. Emotional stress is one possibility. I'm a freelance video editor and Tamara's a librarian. We share a small apartment in New York and live paycheck to paycheck. It's not exactly a stress-free life, but I'm no more stressed now than I was a year ago, so I doubt that's it. And it could be caused by medications or drug abuse, but without getting too much into my private life, I can say that that is probably not the cause. And it could also be a verbalized reaction to dreams. I almost never remember mine. Maybe that's why this one interests me so much. If this was the cause, then what was I dreaming about?
Wait. Yes.
What are you saying?
I have no idea. What is that?
It sounds like a foreign language.
Yeah.
Have you been watching any obscure Italian horror movies lately?
Obviously. Yeah. Like every night this week.
Why do I even ask you?
I wasn't kidding. I watch a lot of strange movies. The more I thought about it, the more a particular one came to mind. I'd gotten an unmarked white videotape the week before, and I watched a few minutes, and it was like some kind of experimental video from the 70s, like Guy Sherwin on crack or something. All static and noise and barely discernible moving shapes. Sometimes you'd make out a dark form, but then the static would overtake the frame. And I haven't thought about it since, but
Video Palace is a complete story. Give yourself just over 3.5 hours to listen to all 10 episodes.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has two entries in the new season's coming soon section, and one of those restarts occurs next week. Hex Noir, a dramatized horror thriller from Hilmer Lofsen, which you might remember from its appearance last week in the Last Week segment of this show, will start its third season on June 21st. Catch up with the 18 episodes of the first two seasons in a little over 7 hours. And if you wait just a moment, you'll hear a sample of that first episode of the second season. And that's all for this episode of The End, Last Week, This Week, and Next Week. For these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were included in the 41st issue of The End, including links to listen to the shows mentioned in this episode, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. And here come the trailers. Eternal Strife.
Eternal Strife. An epic tale of hope.
I tell you, Death, meeting you has really turned my life around.
Oh, well, thank you, Neil.
Family.
Dad thinks you're my gran. I really hope you're not.
Of course I'm not, you vandalizing little bastard.
Love.
Go on. Tell me about the pain.
Ah, right.
And the fear, Neil. What about that flesh-tingling fear?
Parallel universes.
What's that thing behind you?
Oh, nothing. Just my black hole. Careful. Don't touch me.
Revelations.
It does have an unusually small penis.
Courage.
Where are you going?
To fulfill my mission.
I
good laugh.
Angry and impatient deities.
Oh, do fuck off, Neil.
Stationary.
Please alight here for pencils and protractors.
Tender lovemaking.
Mum, is everything all right in there?
Terminally bored angels.
Got any booze?
No.
Drugs?
Again, no.
Glue?
No.
Meths?
Nope.
War. More stationery.
What's this?
My, ruler.
Your ruler?
Yeah.
And heroic elves.
This is the director speaking. Give yourselves up, and you will all be spared punishment.
What do we say to that, elves?
Blow it out, you know!
Very well. Captain, bring up the rocket launcher.
Rocket launcher? Oh, bugger.
Eternal strife. It just never ends.
Could I stop doing the voice now? It's giving me hell of a sore throat.
Eternal Strife, a dramatized comedy from Bruce Wendwood, has reached the conclusion of the entire series. Riordan's Desk.
Chapter 1. Opening Moves. The left front tire of my battered Ford Galaxy jolted into a pothole, and the last of my factory original hubcaps popped off and went rolling down the slope behind me. I slowed the car to a stop and watched in the rearview mirror as the hubcap hit the shoulder of the road and bounced into the brush below. I had planned to use the hubcap with my silver tea service as a crumpet tray, but I could see now that those plans were kaput. Another car appeared in the rearview mirror, so I eased off the brake and continued my journey up Kings Mountain Road. I was driving from my office in San Francisco to the Woodside residence of a potential client, Edwin J. Bishop. Woodside is an exclusive semi-rural community nestled in the coastal hills of the San Francisco Peninsula. All I knew about Bishop was that he had founded and taken public three very successful computer game companies, and he needed a discreet private detective with a strong sense of professional ethics. It was his tough luck he happened to pick me.
Riordan's Desk, a narrated mystery from Mark Coggins, has posted the finale of the fifth season. Expectant.
It's like a tug of war in my brain, and like, it honestly can change sometimes, like, by the week.
Expectant is a new show about a big decision.
You know, there's never the right time to have a child, and humanity has always faced enormous crises. This is perhaps a different, unprecedented one.
Why would you do this?
What if they're scared for their whole life?
What if they regret my choice?
Why would you do this?
It does lead young people to have a legitimate question. You know,
is it okay to still have children?
Parenting is what everybody has always done, but it is also an act of hope.
Hopefully in 15 years, they'll look back and be like, can you believe that it got so bad there for a minute?
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Expectant. A new series that sits on the fence between imagination and reality. Between becoming a parent during the climate crisis or staying child-free. New episodes out in May.
Expectant, a dramatized fiction podcast from Pippa Johnstone, has reached the conclusion of the entire series. Hex Noir.
Hex Noir presents Black Moon Cataclysm. Chapter 1. December 1st, 1861. 7:30. It is Sunday, and the denizens of Fellhaven are slowly waking up to go to work. Workers get dressed and drag themselves to their various industrial occupations across the city. The night watch of the Royal Guard relinquish their duties to the day watch, slinking back into the shadows after a difficult night. The city is still drenched and half-drowned after the heavy rains of the night, and the skies above threatened to finish what they started. 8:15. The sound of rumble ever so gently rolls through the clouds above. Most Fellhavians don't even notice, and the ones who do understandably assume it to be thunder. A rare, sensitive few have an uneasy feeling wash over them, as if a foul stench permeated the air suddenly. They do not understand why, for how could they? Their senses had been subdued and repressed their entire lives, and they had never encountered something like this before.
Hex Noir, a dramatized horror show from Hilmer Loftsen, will soon start its third season. That's it for all the trailers. Once again, I'm Evo Terra for The End. Cheers!